let me just show you how to construct the mat S, which is the fun of the lemma anyhow, okay? So you assume you have an element in the kernel of gamma that is an element in C, such that gamma takes you to zero in C prime. You pull it back to B by the map G, which is surjective.
Hold it. That's not unique.
Yes, it is unique, Mr. Cooperman, up to an element in the image of F, all right? So we fold it back to a fixed B here. Then you take beta of B, which takes you to zero in C prime by the commutivity of the diagram. It's therefore in the kernel of the map G prime, hence is in the image of the map F prime by the exactness of the lower sequence. So we can pull it back to an element in A prime.
It's not well defined.
Which it turns out is well defined by the image of alpha, and thus defines an element in the co-kernel of alpha. And that's the snake. And on Monday, we'll address ourselves to the cohomology of groups and Mr. Cooperman's next objections.
This stuff is just garbage. That's another diagram chase. When are we going to move on to something interesting? Like your new group. Any progress with the two fusion?
Nope, still stuck.
Maybe you've gone as far as you can with it, Dr. G.
That's possible.
I've started looking at it with a whole new angle.
Oh.
If it works, I'll be famous.
Oh. That would be terrific. I can relax. I'll be famous for having taught you.
Okay.